In yesterday's gospel, the Pharisees and Herodians tried to mislead our Lord, tried to trip him up. Today, another error that was promulgated by the Sadducees, a group of them come and try to trip the Lord up, but they too will find their effort futile. For when they come not, as it were, to simply trip up someone who has truth, but rather truth itself. And so, our Lord cannot be confounded by any human machinations. They word their question in a way that makes it almost absurd for someone not to answer in accord with what they thought and what they taught. But the Lord undoes their misdeed and clearly shows them that it was their misunderstanding, not his, that is incorrect. And ultimately, in the question they propose to our Lord, they convict themselves. For our Lord, in giving the answer, points out that Moses speaks of the resurrection of the dead in the passage from Scripture that says, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And so the Lord lists three of the seven major patriarchs from the Old Testament, and it is for them to reflect upon, for in their very question proposed in a way to trip him up, they talk about a woman with seven husbands, the woman being symbolic of the chosen people and the seven being the patriarchs of old, and that they bore no fruit, no lasting fruit, for the people always descended into error and ultimately were found unfaithful to God. And so he would start a new dispensation, make a new covenant with man that would culminate in his sacrifice and death on Calvary for our sins, and from the side of the Lord would flow the church, and ultimately it would be the final covenant that would bear much fruit for the kingdom of God, that is, the life to come, as our Lord clearly teaches in today's gospel, that he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And so, after our death, there is a life to come, a life much more important, ultimately, than the life we have in this world, because it is eternal life, and it is lived for all eternity, either with our Lord in heaven or with Satan and all his minions in hell, where we suffer for our infidelity to God. And so, let us always strive to remain faithful to he who is truth, and especially to Holy Mother Church, whom he has entrusted with the whole of his truth in all matters regarding salvation, so that we can turn to her and her teaching, and in doing so, and in following her, we follow Christ, who is the new spouse, the faithful patriarch, who has promised to be with us until the end of time. And so, we have nothing to fear as we march through this world, faithful citizens of God's kingdom, striving to overcome our sins, our faults, and our failings by his truth in this life, in order that we may acquire the life to come. And let us always remember that it is the wisdom of God that confounds the wisdom of this world. And so we must constantly strive to study our faith, to know it more and more each day, so that we too may have an answer designed not to condemn the Sadducees in an eternal way, but rather to bring them to their senses. The Lord would always confound their error, always undo their error, with the intention that they convert and repent. If they did not, then they have no one to fault but themselves for their pride and their arrogance, in their persevering in a way that was completely false. For they thought they knew the Scripture, and they tried their best, but in one passage, the Lord undoes them when he shows that he declared to Moses that he was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and henceforth those had passed from this life, but it is quite clear from that passage that God is speaking of them as if they were still alive, and indeed they were, waiting for that day of their salvation when Christ would deliver himself to the cross, so that the faithful patriarchs and prophets of old and all those who remained faithful to them would be freed from the limbo of the patriarchs of the Old Testament and there dwell for all eternity with the good God whom they had served in this life. And so let us strive to serve him in this life by remaining faithful to his church, that is, the new bride, the new one taken in marriage by Christ the head. And so we truly have had all things done well for us. It is only for us to persevere in that fidelity which bears the fruit that the Lord always sought. For the fruit he sought was the conversion of souls, and it was to the old people, the Old Testament times, that the chosen people of old were to preserve that truth, preserving it, saving its presence in the human family, and hence preparing the world for the coming of Christ. They were not to cut themselves off from peoples, but rather they were to preserve in its integrity that revelation which God slowly unfolded through the seven ages of the seven patriarchs, so that all nations would come to recognize him when he came. The fact that they didn't proves our Lord right in today's gospel, that it was they who were unfaithful to him, not him who was unfaithful to them. And so we always have that truth in our hearts. Christ is always faithful to us. We must pray and strive to remain faithful to him, so that after a life of prayer and penance in this world, we may truly join the angelic choirs, praising our good God together for all eternity.
Immortal.